You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
A test for the president. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden takes questions from reporters today, 6:30 Eastern at the NATO summit in Washington, and he'll be scrutinized for slip-ups and stumbles 2 weeks after a bad debate performance. And now 10 Democrats in Congress say publicly he should end his campaign.
A report from Axios cites three sources who say Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is listening to donors' ideas and suggestions that the best path forward is to put another Democratic candidate at the top of the presidential ticket. Schumer, in a statement, says, quote, "As I have made clear repeatedly, publicly and privately, I support President Biden and remain committed to ensuring Donald Trump is defeated in November." On Wednesday, Vermont's Peter Welch became the first Senate Democrat to publicly call on President Biden to step aside. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A vote could come this hour on a House resolution to fine Attorney General Merrick Garland $10,000 a day for not releasing audio of President Biden's interview last year with the special counsel investigating his handling of classified documents. The special counsel's report described the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Still about 1.3 million power outages reported in Texas. Hurricane Beryl was Monday.
Federal disaster assistance money is now being directed to a number of Texas counties to help with cleanup and rebuilding following Hurricane Beryl, which struck the state last week. Though the White House is blaming a holdup on Texas officials. President Biden said he had trouble tracking down Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was on a prearranged trade mission to Japan at the time, nor could he reach Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. But both men say they were in contact with FEMA the entire time. Power utilities have struggled to restore service in and around Houston, and a million customers could still be without power. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Consumer prices down 0.1% last month, 3% higher than last June. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain now.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
Faith House has been Acadiana's safe haven since 1981 for victims suffering from violent or aggressive behavior in the home. This includes physical, emotional, financial, or sexual violence. We provide shelter, safety, advocacy, and resources to survivors and their children to empower them to break the cycle of abuse. Domestic violence affects 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men in their lifetime. In 2016, Faith House opened the Family Justice Center located downtown Lafayette, which houses law enforcement, prosecutors, civil legal services, and advocates under one roof to expedite the response time to domestic violence and reduce homicide rates. If you or someone you know is in need of assistance, please call our crisis line at 888-411-1333 to speak to an advocate. If you would like to support our mission, find us on Facebook under Faith House Acadiana or our website, faithhouseacadiana.com. On behalf of the survivors and children we serve, thank you for 39 years of care for those hurting in our community.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. Baca, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moogerphone Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Well, hi, y'all. Welcome to the Moogerphone Show. It is Friday Eve on the show, and I hope you have a great day. And it's going to be a great day because you got up. Just remember that. You got a chance to get it all right. Anyway, 844-766-6607, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you want to be part of the program. Opportunity for you to be a voice. By the way, I got a kick out of this because me not watching the news is becoming more and more. So yesterday, cooking, there was a little delay in the action before we ate. So about 7, 8, 10 after 6, my bride and Miss Maddie had the news on. So I eased over to sit in the chair, and here comes the local news. Weather. Wasn't weather. Wasn't the weather time of the news. Whole story or two on weather. Whole story on two how they've changed the predictions now on hurricane season. Why are we even predicting hurricanes? Who cares? I mean, really, a prediction on a hurricane means absolutely nothing. You realize that? It's all about the new predictor, upgrading the forecast with us having an early hurricane, which has happened before many times. Record. I got right up, and I ain't watching this. I went outside and fiddled around outside for a few minutes. I said, man, let me go out here and enjoy the heat. And I did. Oh, God, you can't watch the news because the news is weather. Everything I've been telling you, y'all watching the same thing. I just thought, man, why in the heck am I going to sit down and watch the news if there's no news? It's weather. Weather is the news, period. Well, Moon, you know, we just had a hurricane come through. Yes, I know. I know. Might have another one. According to them, they upgraded. We're going to have plenty of them. Matter of fact, look, they introduced a new state climatologist. Barry Klein was a state climatologist. Jeff is I don't know if he's retired or whatever. Jay Grimes out of the Louisiana Meteorology. I think he's out of Baton Rouge area. WAFB TV for a while and other things. And I have no idea what his take is on all this. Headlines, new state climatologist steps in a role at a critical time. What does the state climatologist do? What's so critical about having a state climatologist? I'm just asking. So they can predict the weather that they get wrong 80, 90% of the time? I just thought about that. What a great job. What does a state climatologist make, and what does a state climatologist do that's so important that we got to have one? And if we don't have one, oh, my God. And at a critical time, what's the critical time? All made up by the media. This is a staff editorial on the devil's advocate. I love to run into people talking about the advocate. They all call it the devil's advocate. And then I read just the first paragraph, and I couldn't read anymore from laughing. Beryl's destructive path through Texas and Louisiana, resulting in a handful of confirmed deaths. You going, what you laughing at? I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the rest of it. Has sent nervous ripples through our state worry. And this active hurricane season seemed to be coming true already. Already. They predicted it was going to be bad. Look, if Beryl is the worst hurricane that hits Louisiana, and it wasn't a hurricane when it hit, if that's the worst one we have all year, thank God for it. I'm just asking y'all, What's more critical? What's more critical? What's so critical now about having the right climatologist? By the way, the guy that is, congratulations. I hope it's a good job. I hope you make a lot of money. I'm just kind of curious. I just don't, I'm trying to figure out, what do you do all day? Now, when a hurricane hits, then what do? I get curious about things like this because I'm going, climatologist, and according to the devil's advocate, it's at a critical, critical, critical time. What is the critical time? What does that mean? Why is it more critical now than it's ever been? You say, I mean, why are you worried about stuff like that? I don't know. It just bothers me to watch. It bothers me to watch these people to make a big deal out of nothing story. And to me, this is a nothing story. But it's all of a sudden, it's such a critical time. Folks, since I've been living here my whole life, I don't think it's any more critical now than it ever was. We know if you live on the coast, you're eventually going to get hit with a hurricane. We know this. We know sometimes it's worse than others. We know this. We got hundreds of years of expertise to know this. It seems like finding the right climatologist, and by the way, this is nothing against Mr. Grimes. I don't know him. Probably does a great job. Probably going to do a great job. Don't know what he's going to do, but whatever he's going to do. Critical time. What is the, folks, why is it more critical now than in the 50s when Camille and Betsy and all that rolled through? Why? Was that not critical? So why is it more critical now? I just get a kick out of this. I sat down yesterday to watch the news. Weather. That was before the weather came on, of course. So I just got up. I went outside and enjoyed the heat. I mean, I don't mind the heat. I know it's summer. In July, when I step outside, it's going to be hot. So this job right here is more important than cutting taxes. It's more important than getting a grip on insurance. It's more, what do you think is more critical, folks? That we do something with insurance and insurance rates, or that we got the right climatologist at a critical time? What you think is more critical? A climatologist will not stop one hurricane, but we got lawmakers and insurance companies and especially trial lawyers that could do something about these insurance rates. I mean, we're trying to survive here. We worried about the climatologist who's coming around at a critical time, but is it critical to have a climatologist in place to get insurance reform? Is it that? We got to have a climatologist to get insurance reform and to get tax reform. And to stop, is a climatologist going to stop the out-migration of our people? I'm just kind of curious because I don't even know what they really do all day. So a storm comes up. All right, a storm comes up. That's great. A storm comes up. Okay, what are they? In the meantime, if there's no storms, what do they do? What is the job of the climatologist? They made this such a big deal. I just thought, well, if it's a big deal, it's a critical time. What's critical about having a climate? If we didn't have a climatologist in place, would that matter at all when it comes to tax reform and insurance reform and stopping our migration and creating jobs? I can't help myself. I'm looking at this. I wasn't even going to do this today. I sat down here, I glanced at something, I printed out, and I started laughing. The climatologist, the most important thing we have is to get that right during this critical time. What critical time? Kind of curious. I mean, don't you think that, I mean, I guess we got to get this right during this critical time. Is it, they didn't mean the presidential election? I mean, what do they mean by critical time? And then the first thing they start out with, upgrading the prediction on hurricanes, sent nervous rippling through the state of Louisiana. Folks, I have not met one person yet. Maybe Bill Edwards. I have not met one person yet. Not one that ain't worried every time we get in a hurricane season or something hitting us. Not one person. Everybody knows it. We all know it. People on the coast are prepared for it. We all prepared for it. It's no more critical time now than it was in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. None. That's news today. That's making up news. I'm doing it too. I'm talking about something that's stupid. We got to have a climatologist. It's got to be there. It's a critical time. You saw Beryl coming in early. We're going to have 19 hurricanes hit Louisiana this year. Who knows? We might. Might not have any. Let's pray Beryl's the worst thing happened for the people in North Louisiana that caught a little bit of this. Storms and flooded. A tornado came through. Man, let's help those folks. God bless them. Let's help them. But I don't see this as a critical time. It's a critical time for our country. The presidential election is coming up. It's a critical time. Does this stop the inflow of illegals coming in to have the right climatologists? Does crime is going to be lowered with the right climatologists? I just want to know. It's so critical. So critical for the way you and me live. Is it going to stop inflation? Does a climatologist demand? That'd be great. Any of the things I mentioned. Critical time. And I'm figuring out, what the hell do they do all the time? What do they do that's so important we can't live without? Because remember, it's a critical time that we do this. Devil's advocate today. What a joke. What a joke. All right, let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Y'all may not feel like me. I hope I get a call from a meteorologist saying, you got to understand. Explain it to me. I'm ready to listen. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Support local
or four.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can call 844-766-6607. You can email me, moon@moongriffon.com. I just got it in speak at a House Congressman Mike Johnson at 10:40, about 47 today, would join us for a few minutes. Just to I want to talk about the talk a little bit about Biden, but we're in the election. But I do want to talk about the bill Republicans passed out the House that want you got to have an ID to vote. And illegals are going to, they're coming in here in the masses, and the Democrats voted against it. Almost all the Democrats voted against having an ID. And the Senate probably won't even hear the bill because they want to cheat. Why would you not want people to have an ID? This doesn't make any sense. Anyway, hopefully Congressman, he just confirmed at 10:45. Now, by the way, on this climatologist and why it's so critical, everybody, I've got a bunch of text messages, money, 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 money. I'll even read one. Moon, the reason it's so critical is time because the money that these people can make at this time trying to push Green New Deal, collect money from every organization, every person around that's invested in batteries, solar panels, windmills, you know what I'm talking about. Wait until you have a hurricane and some type of disaster when people are at their weakest. Yeah, that's another great point. They're pushing this now, but you know, when you say, this is what the media does, it scares this critical time. Critical time for what? That's what I'm saying. You know, it is. What was this, Joe Bastardi? Am I saying that right? He's a meteorologist. He just wrote Hurricane Barrow shows what nature can do. Is it man-made climate change example? No. The climate's always changing. Man's input just may come in third in order of importance. He said this welded man-made climate narrative is crazy. It is. No one denies the climate change. The argument is over attribution. Consider the solar impact over the last 35 years of increase. Stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. Anyway, I just don't think it's critical, and I don't think it does anything to move our state forward, but it's critical according to the devil's advocate. It just kind of blows my mind a little bit. Give me an example. Which thing's more critical? Climatologists or this? So CNBC just put out their normal top states for business. And so it started with number one, North Carolina, Texas, whatever. And so I just kept flipping until I found us, and it was 47th. But is a climatologist more important than making our state a friendly business state? By the way, you know we grew. How much do you think we grew in the first quarter? This is basically off of Bill Edwards. First quarter this year, you know what our growth was in our state? Y'all ready? GDP growth. According to this report, negative 0.2. Negative 0.2. We weren't the commander. What's critical is to have a climatologist. This is critical times. What about our economy? The economy that only waits for the federal government to cut a check. Hell, we may need a hurricane. You know, you got to have some economic development here. That's all I'm saying. So what I did was I went back and looked, and because I strolled through all this, folks, okay? And so as I strolled through this, I just wanted to see, I can't get back quick enough, but as I strolled through this, it looked like a lot of the southern states were at the very top. And yeah, we're sitting on our rear ends because we're thinking what's important is having the right climatologist. By the way, we may have the right one. Don't know the guy. You guys that know him might be the best one for the job. Didn't say he was. Question is, what do they do all the time? What's their job to make the state better? I think it's a legitimate question. So CNBC put this out. Number one economy for businesses, okay? We're 47th. Virginia and North Carolina, all considered southern states. Texas, Georgia, Florida, that's the top five. Minnesota, Ohio, Tennessee, Michigan, Washington. So you get the drift. We got top five of all what they consider southern states. Where are we? A negative 0.02. North Carolina, ones at the top, grown 2.5 to 3%. Imagine that, folks. 2.5 to 3% in growth, and we're negative 0.2. We're writing stories on how important a climatologist is. We're writing stories on how important, you know, there's Mississippi. Okay? I'm just, actually, boy, my eyes are getting bad. It is Alabama. They're 20th. Alabama's 20th. GDP growth in Alabama, you ready? 2.9%. 2.9%. That's why we like to beat Alabama in football, because we can't beat them in nothing else. 2.9% growth right there. Population about our size. We got negative growth. But we worry. We got a climatologist, baby. We got critical time. Be right back. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com.
Everywhere you turn.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Great to have you with us, 844-766-6607, Moon Griffon Show on this Friday Eve. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Outline. I told you I was off today, but that plan got skedaddled. So we will be here today, be here tomorrow, take hopefully a couple of days off to end of next week. That might be the only vacation I get, but hey, I'll take it. All righty, 844-766-6607, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We got Jethro and Intercoastal. Jethro, how many times has somebody asked you if you were kin to Jethro Bodine? And don't lie to me. you can't make me believe that people didn't mess with you about that.
Well, I can't tell you if that's my real name or not.
No, that's cool. Okay, if it ain't your real name and they don't call you that, then I get it. But see, they call me Moon. Everybody thinks I'm named after a rear end, so that's the way it goes. But go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man. I had to mess with you. Go ahead.
Oh, I guess so, man. My thing is kind of – I got really 2 points. One's a joke. I think that that office for that climatologist is next to that DEI's office. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Got to be. But think about it, though, Jethro. How much does What do you do all year? What do you do? What does a climatologist do all year to serve the state? I'm trying to figure it out.
What's the DEI do? What's the DEI do besides make sure certain people don't get hired?
You're probably right.
Yeah. But, you know, I just don't understand, you know, if you're conservative, you're supposed to be looking at restricting or reducing government, trying to, you know, make it easier for the people and less burdensome on everybody's back pocket. But they've also started another division or office, and they call it the Office of our Division of Enforcement, which you're going to have somebody direct it. You're going to have an assistant director on it and supervisors.
Yep. I get what you're saying.
So that's, yeah, it's just why is he enlarging our state government?
Well, climatologist, he's not enlarging at all. That's, and I know he's talking about office. Governor Landry. Governor Landry's also restructured some stuff to do it. I'm not concerned about that. I just you got to remember something too, and I'll get to it later. We got a crime problem up from hell here in New Orleans. Has been a big part of it, and I think you're gonna have to do something on that side of the equation to stop the craziness that's going on. So I'm still saying let's sit back and wait and see what happens. But I know what you're saying. These, when the Republicans, they go in and they create big government too, and that's a problem, and I'm not even going to argue with that.
Right, and that's just, you know, it's one vote for either one.
I just think
they both act like the same.
I was laughing at the climatologist, not because the guy they got, he's probably really qualified. Barry Klein was really qualified. I'm just wondering, what a great plum job to do what? To do what that you and me can't find out. We all know hurricanes are bad. We don't. Do you know anybody said, come on, hurricane? I don't know of anybody like that.
Bell might have done it for the federal money.
Yeah, or Bell said, look, bring it. Don't let anybody get hurt. But, hey, just come on with the federal dollars. But it, you know, we used to joke about this. My buddy CB's been dead over 8 years. And we used to joke that, and I just gave y'all the business report again. We're down at the bottom. And we used to laugh and joke about, you know, when a hurricane comes, that's economic development. And y'all can laugh at me all you want to, but that's where our money's come for the last 8 years. Economic development has been the floods and the hurricanes and COVID, and we all pumped up about it. But when we start looking at real numbers and dealing with real numbers compared to other states, I mean, we got a negative growth in the first quarter. That's on Bell Edwards. That's 100% on Bell Edwards.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so, and then Alabama, who is... You know, Alabama is a state with a few more people than us. Everybody got more than us is getting because everybody's leaving here. But they had a 2.9% increase. We had a 0.02 decrease. I mean, at some time we got to take a look at what we're doing.
Well, you got to look at it also, the lawsuit climate. You got the legacy lawsuits. So the oil companies, even the little stripper operators, are not even picking up the orphan wells. Harley, because they're scared that they come in and start trying to take an old well and do something with it, they're going to get caught up in that legacy lawsuit.
Yep, the legacy, the coastal lawsuits, all that is just devastating. And it's sending a message to business, we don't want you here. I mean, just like when I see every trial lawyer running commercials slam the insurance company. Mm. I'm an insurance company. Yeah. Why would I come here? I'd go, man, let me tell you something. If we operate in other states and we're making a profit, even though if you might be making a profit here, sooner or later you're going to go, you know what? If this is all we're going to do is have to fight and fight and fight lawsuits while we're in the state of Louisiana.
Well, Moon, you have a great morning, man. And just like I tell everybody, I know that you're the Rush Limbaugh of Louisiana, like Michael Berry's the Rush Limbaugh of Texas, man. All y'all right, doing brother. A great job for the people.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless. Appreciate it. So anyway, yesterday... And I do, Barker, did we get that piece loaded? Were you able to get it? Okay, so let me do this. I got enough time. We have three. That thing was 2 minutes maybe? Okay, so CNN, be aware, hurricane barrel forming during hurricane season. Now, I want y'all to listen to stupidity at the top level on CNN. Remember, we can't get any dumber than this. And then there was another meteorologist, Ron Mao, something like that, who slammed this and asked the question, how dumb can you be? Remember when he mentions Jamaica in this, okay? This is CNN. This is Bill Weir. It's about a minute or so walking. How long is it? Minute 30. But I'm going to play the whole thing for you because this is what they're so excited about. And then we're going to shoot it down because it's easy to shoot down everything they say. Here we go.
How are all of these disasters related?
Well, Kate, science said there would be days like this. This is just the result of an overheating planet. We got 1.5 trillion extra tons of heat-trapping pollution, carbon dioxide, methane, around this planet, and it's getting hotter. There was a forecast for Death Valley for Monday, 130 degrees, which is the temperature of a medium-rare steak, to give you perspective. And if that's where the planet is headed, it affects different ecosystems differently. Everywhere, if you live out west, it's going to affect outdoor workers, outdoor activities, the vulnerable triple-digit, these heat domes that really prey on older folks and older structures. That's why heat is more deadly than all the other disasters combined. If you're in the Atlantic, where there are underwater heat waves. In addition, that's hurricane food fueling Beryl and creating that rapid intensification for places like Jamaica that haven't seen this. This is not their grandfather's storm anymore, right? And the infrastructure in places in the Caribbean, especially, not up for the task in places like this. And then there's wildfires in dry, arid conditions out west, and even in Butte County, which is the site of the campfire, the deadliest in the lower 48. It's just dry. It's tinder dry. And one lightning strike or one errant cigarette butt can start a wildfire there. So it depends on where you are. And this is adding up to billion-dollar disasters on a scale we haven't seen in history now. If you look at the chart, this actually doesn't account for the recent spate of tornadoes that that plagued the United States, the recent flooding we saw in the southwest there. And so there are just massive billion-dollar events that are just adding up.
All right, that's good. All right. At the end of massive billion-dollar events, yeah, things cost more now. We built more now. The whole thing's a lie, folks. Listen to this. Remember he mentioned Jamaica. This ain't your grandfather's hurricane. Like, this is the worst one they ever had. Nothing even close. 1988, 40 years ago. And this is what that Ron Mal was saying, the meteorologist. Call him a just basically how stupid can you get. Hurricane Gilbert, 1988, 40 years ago, was the second strongest hurricane in Atlantic's history. It was the costliest, most damaging recent storm in Jamaica was in 1988, not Beryl. But see, you get on CNN where you lie and you lie and you lie. And that's what everybody's buying. Good people are buying into this. Not your grandfather's storm. You're right. Your grandfather's storm was a hell of a lot worse. I mean, God have mercy. Hurricane, tornadoes, droughts, all that stuff is no different. And here's the biggest lie of all, the biggest one. He said heat is hurting so much more than every other disaster, folks. How many times has my climate czar said this, and it's a fact? Go look it up. Don't listen to me. Look it up. Cold weather, cold temperatures, freezing temperatures kill 10 times more people than heat. 10, that's a fact. He just said it's the heat that's doing all this destruction, to way more than tornadoes and hurricanes. The heat, that's a lot. Then he mentions old people. They didn't scare the old people with everything under the sun. And I no pun intended. Scare them to death. Oh, you better move. Oh, no. I got people that grew up in this country and the world who never experienced an air conditioner that became old, that worked their butts off in that sun every day. And it's no warmer now than it ever was. Cold weather, ice, freezing condition kills 10 times more than people in heat, than the heat does. And you heard this ignorant guy, all politics. Well, the science predicted it. The science predicted a tornado? Man, since time began. The time predicted floods. We've been having it since time today. Droughts since time began. The science mob. Boop. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. This is crazy stuff. Yet daddy on CNN and all these TV stations making their point because they know the gullible will believe this and never bat an eye. Take a break. Be right back. A friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released the one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call Adapt Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, Adapt Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Do you crave...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. 130 degrees, man. You, what you do for a rare steak? I guess they don't want me to eat steak. They don't. They want me to eat meat grown from a lab. I'll go out there and eat some grass. Unbelievable what we're watching. Anyway, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Sad is none of the stuff the guy said was true, and none of it was the science keeps saying. Listen, how smart do I look if I say, remember, I'm going to tell y'all I'm smarter than them. You ready? You remember a month or two ago, May, I made a prediction. I made a prediction to my climate czar that summer would be hot. Oh, it took a lot of knowledge to figure that puppy out. The summer's going to be hot. You realize in the summer we always have hurricanes for the most part? You realize in the spring and fall we always have thunder showers and tornadoes that come through and rip through? That ain't never stopped. It's always been. It's always will be. The science didn't predict none of this stuff. The science had nothing to do with predicting Beryl or any other hurricane that might come. It had nothing to do with science. It has everything to do with politics. That's why we got a climatologist. We need politics. That's why we got media to tell us what to think, how to live. The scientists, that's what the guy said on CNN. Well, you know, science predicted all this, did they? Well, I'll be damned. So did I. They should put me on CNN. I'm going to predict it's going to be cold in the winter. Cold in some areas and not as cold in others. I'm going to predict we're going to have snow this winter. All over the country going to get a little bit of snow. Some of it a lot. Boy, that's a big hard press. I'm basing that on science, folks. Science. Base everything on science. When we went through COVID, the 6 feet apart wasn't science. The mask is not science. And they told us that was science, too. These people are all on the same team. The team to control everybody's thoughts and how you live. And people vote for it every day. The evil Democrat Party. This is absolutely ludicrous. Go to phone lines, Mr. Jack and Alec. Jack, how you doing?
Hey, Moon, and you're exactly right. You brought up about out-migration a while ago, and I have an idea. I think that we should get all the states in the Southeast, and we should ask them, what would y'all pay us to keep on educating our children down here so weak. And so as soon as they get out, they have no jobs. We have insurance. It's just gone crazy. They're going to leave. And we could charge these other states to do this for them, see?
I don't think they're going to do it. I think the other states just left us in dust, and they ain't never looked back. To find us in the economic equation in the South, almost not all, but 80% of the states have to look back to see us, and they got to really get some good binoculars to see how far back we are. You know, all these young people get all these young people, Jack, being educated here. Every one of them, I mean, most all of them would rather stay here. But if they listen, I know young people. I've had four of them come through my household. If they get a better opportunity, they're gone. And it's easy, unfortunately, to get a better opportunity. And because we're too busy doing stuff in steps in the right directions, they're busy doing stuff to make their states better. We do steps in the right direction. That's what we do, which, by the way, is a nothing burger. Okay, it is an absolute nothing.
But, you know, you keep on asking these guests. You keep on asking day in and day out. You give them suggestions. And nothing's ever done.
We didn't give them the game plan, and nothing's ever done. So I'm still going to hold out hope Jeff and his legislature is eventually going to do something. But I think every time we wait and every time we do steps in the right direction and we don't really accomplish what we need to accomplish, I'm not talking about on the social side. I think we've done a great job on the culture and the social issues. I do. I think 100% on the money. But on the other side, it's the side we have to start addressing. We do. We just got to start addressing. Jack, you got how many kids you got?
I've got two.
Are they both in the state?
Oh, no. My son, he's a school teacher in Katy, Texas. Katy's 25 miles west of downtown Houston.
Yeah.
It has about 6,000 people in the old town. It's on Alpha I-10 going to San Antonio. It's 6,000 in the old town and 88,000 kids in the independent district, school district.
Well, then, but you got another, you got one kid still in the state, right?
That's right. I have one in Shreveport.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
But it's that way everywhere. I mean, most of the people that I know, they've either got one or more that are gone.
Yeah. Oh, I know whole families that have lost all their kids. I know every one of them.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's just
when
a fact.
When I hear Paul Hurd's story, I just cry for him because I know exactly how.
Well, he got six grandbabies now too, so six grandbabies, three boys, all educated, all gone, and all the grandbabies. They got to travel a real good distance to see any of them. And it's just fried. I know.
Exactly.
I got a buddy of mine, in Sterlington. Him and his wife, they got four kids, all very well educated. And I don't know how many grandkids they got. They must have six, eight, too. All four kids are gone. Every one of them educated in Louisiana. Every single one of them through high school, through college, and none of them are here. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law's two boys. I mentioned them. One's in Arizona, and one's in Birmingham. And that's the only two boys, and they're both gone. And this is over and over and over and over again.
Right.
But we're sitting out here worried about making sure we did a critical time. We got the right climatologist at a critical time. And I'm trying to figure out, when is it a critical time for our economy? When is it a critical time to stop these kids from leaving? When is it a critical time to get the insurance right? When is it a critical time to stop the crime in this country? State, by the way, I think Landry and I are heading in the right direction on that. When is a critical time to stop what's coming across the border? We had another illegal kill somebody else down in the French Quarter. You know, another illegal. I'll get to that in a minute. Landry and them are hot about it. I don't blame them. Don't blame them a bit.
Well, let me ask you this question. Have you heard any more about what the insurance director, Mr. Temple, suggested about having a special session on
I know he wants a special session. And more and more people are calling for it for insurance. I don't know if it happened or not. I don't know if I don't know. I can't answer that. I wish I could answer it, but
what's
I can't.
What's the vote on that? I mean, who has to vote whether they have that or not?
Well, the governor can call a special session. Okay, the legislature can call themselves in a special session. So it could go one of two ways.
So, well, what is the vote in the legislature to do that? I mean, do you know?
I would think it would be a majority vote, but it might be two-thirds. I haven't pulled it out to look at it, to be honest with you.
Well, I appreciate everything you do. Just like that man said before, it's very much appreciated. But meanwhile, as time goes on, we're going to wait till next year, and we're going to be further behind.
By the way, my old next-door neighbor just reminded me, son has an MBA from Louisiana Tech. He's in Texas. Daughter, master's from Northwestern in Houston. I forgot about them. I apologize to my old neighbor. His two, very educated. Gone. Gone.
That's this, exactly this,
this,
right.
This, by the way, he got grandbabies, too. Him and his wife got grandbabies. They like to see. I got to go. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break. More
bye,
to come. Moon Griffon
Show.
Visiting with Randy at
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
He's got something to prove. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden takes reporters' questions at a news conference scheduled for 6:30 p.m. in Washington. He'll want to be better than he was at a debate performance 2 weeks later. Having some Democrats, 10 publicly in Congress now saying he should end his reelection campaign.
As President Biden spends his day here at the NATO summit meeting with alliance members and Ukrainian President Zelensky, some of his top aides are expected to meet with Senate Democrats. Vermont Democrat Peter Welch became the first Senate Democrat to publicly call on the president to step aside, concerned, he wrote in the Washington Post, about the president's ability to beat former President Trump. Other lawmakers have suggested they want to see how President Biden handles this news conference set for this evening for signs of his path forward. At the NATO summit in Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Biden administration announces $1.7 billion in federal grants to support electric vehicle manufacturing in eight states.
The grants on top of over $170 billion in EV investment since the president took office. The announcement comes as the EV market stalls. Former President Trump has also railed against the Biden administration EV mandates, vowing, if reelected, to scrap the policy.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. There was a spire on fire at a medieval cathedral in France.
They started building the Gothic cathedral in Rouen almost a millennium ago. Citizens shocked this morning to see smoke pouring from its spire. 90 minutes after the fire broke out, it was under control. The spire had been covered in scaffolding and undergoing renovation work. The cathedral was evacuated without any injuries reported.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Consumer prices are going down a little, 0.1% lower last month, according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index. Most economists expected a slight increase. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 86, the S&P's down 30, the NASDAQ down a point. America's listening to Fox News.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. That's the effect of out-of-control government spending shrinking your hard-earned dollars, and it's why central banks and savvy investors are buying gold. For thousands of years, gold has withstood war, famine, and economic downturns. It's been a stalwart hedge against inflation and hyperinflation, and the company I, Buck Sexton, trust to help you diversify into gold is Birch Gold Group. For two decades, Birch Gold has helped concerned Americans convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold, too.
To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Again, text PROTECT to the number 989898 to protect your hard-earned savings.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Beautiful summer day. Nice and hot like it's supposed to be. Exactly like it's supposed to be. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. You know, I wish I'd have called Governor Landry. I just wonder if I was qualified to be a comatologist. I don't know if I was or not, because I got to see what the job description does. I don't really know what they do. But it looks like to me a pretty good job. I mean, what do you do, look at computer models all day? I could be a meteorologist. It would be easy for me to be a meteorologist. I know you're thinking, well, how in the hell, Moon, these people are well-educated. Yeah, they are. They might be. I'm not arguing with that. But, hell, if you get it wrong 7, 8 out of 9, 10 times, you do pretty good. I think I can do that. I think I can do that guessing. Like, I guessed that it was going to be hot in the summer, and I didn't miss it. I just thought, man, maybe I missed out on my calling, you know? Meteorologists really ought to run for office because they don't never get it right, and politicians seem to never get it right, and it works out pretty good. Or if you're a politician, go be a meteorologist. It'll work out great. I'm sure I'm going to get an email from a meteorologist. You're degrading us. I'm not, girl, I'm having fun. Damn, anybody, you can't have fun with my own self. I laugh at my stupid self sometimes, and I do it all. Actually, I do it a lot. As my dad always told me, son, you learn to laugh at yourself. Why is that, Dad? Hell, everybody else is. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. Well, anyway, when I get the nasty meteorologist emails, I'll share them with everybody. It's not personal. I'm just laughing because, well, I get mad because of the global warming hoax, which is 100%. If you buy into that, don't ever email me because you're talking crazy. But if you don't like to laugh, then I get it if you're too serious. But you get mad at this climate hoax. And I really mean that on a climatologist. I guess it's a real important job, but I don't go to critical. It's not a critical time to have the right climatologist in office. I don't get the critical part. That's the part that goes critical in the devil's advocate's opinion. This is critical to what? Anyway, I told y'all all the things that we got to fix that we won't try. Anyway, by the way, all the news, and I'm going to stick to my guns. Biden's doing a press conference today. I'm going to stick to my guns to believe they're going to get him to do a press conference, and it's probably going to be as kooky as the rest of them. I think it's a setup for him to show what he don't have and for him to show more cause to get rid of it. I mean, it's really growing now. And everybody said, well, you ain't got time. They only got a day. Man, don't even listen to all that craziness. I still think we're going to have a major event in this country, in this world, that is going to flip everybody. And that's the cynical part of me. Because I know how evil these Democrats and these people are in this world, and they want to change it. Look, the whole world sees what Biden is. weak. They know Obama's behind. Who's really weak? Obama was weakening Biden. Biden don't know what he's doing. Obama knows exactly what he's doing. Fundamentally transforming the United States of America. I'm starting to read more and more and see more and more people for a change, and I've been doing this since day one, that Barack Obama is the one that calls the shots. He's the evil one. I've been telling y'all that. And I'm seeing more and more people write about Barack Obama. And write about Barack Obama and how Barack Obama's behind the scene. They had a picture of him in the day. It was at the U.S. Olympic trials or whatever basketball team deal. I thought, what the hell he's doing there? Getting that free pub. Like, he's a good guy. But the world knows how weak Obama was and took advantage of it. And Joe Biden's weaker. You can't make me believe that somebody ain't going to try to pull something between now and election to save the Democrats rear end in this election. Because remember, when you got most of the mainstream media on your side, you can put out the propaganda over and over and over again. People believe it. So the news today was about Joe Biden. And the news didn't concentrate. I think we got Fox News here, so I don't know what y'all listen to in your station. But the news was about Joe Biden doing his press conference and how people are going to be watching to see if he can handle it. Everybody knows where he's at now. They knew where he was 4 years ago. They hid him in a basement for election time 4 years ago. They've been hiding him his whole presidential life. Dan Bongino did a great job of putting out what he does every day. I mean, really good job, but this guy has no schedule. But when the national media, folks, keeps putting out that this is an important press conference, people are watching. People are watching to see if he needs to get out of the way. I think it's designed for that. It's designed for him to mess up. If you see the media asking him tough questions, okay, which they never do with him, then you know they're part of the team to try to get him out. I'm sure his people that want him to stay are going to say, look, just answer yes or no. what do you think about yes. Go to the next one. No. He'd be better off. It'd just be better off. But this is all designed. This has been designed that I still believe the debate early in June was about getting rid of him. And if you don't believe it, then you tell me what's happened ever since that debate. Not from Republicans, not from Donald Trump. Trump's been very patient, been very, very disciplined, should I say. It's all from the left. Every bit of it's from the left. But I'll say it again, Joe Biden represents America. He represents the left in this country. He represents what we are now. Confused and dazed about what we should be. Confused and dazed about the direction the country ought to be headed in. Confused and dazed believing socialism, Marxism, and communism, and Black Lives Matter is the way to go. We're confused and dazed. That's what we are. Joe Biden is us. That's who he is now. He represents the United States of America. And then underline Barack Insane Obama underneath. God's always been dangerous. He's been dangerous. Yet, he won the presidency. And I mean, it's been left full metal to the pedal. Pedal to the metal, whatever you want to call it. All right, let's go to the phone line. I'll go to Tom in Lake Charles. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Moon. You're a good-looking young stud. I just wanted to tell you that you're spot on a couple things. Who's running the country? There's a great book called The Puppeteers. I don't know if you got a chance to read it, but it's by Jason Chavez. And it talks about the people that we elect who then hire people, a staff of people, and those are the folks that are actually running the country along with Obama. It's absolutely eye-opening, and if your listeners haven't had a chance to get that book, it's The Puppeteers by Jason Chavez.
By the way, I did not read it. I read bits and pieces. I don't know if we didn't have him on the program. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And it's the people behind and the bureaucracy and the people behind the scenes that are doing it. Barack Obama's the big name behind it. I'm just telling you. And I'm not wrong on that. He's fundamentally transforming America. We're arguing about men having babies. We calling that science? Come on, man.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. But, you know, I understand, Moon, and you could disagree with me on this one. I understand how Obama actually got his first term. I understand that he broke that crazy race barrier that we had in America at that time.
Yeah.
But I'd be hard-pressed to figure out how in the world he got his second term. Because his first term was so weak, yep. And he didn't do squat to help America grow. And somehow he got in there. So that's where we have to dig a little bit and find out what was going on, how he got in that second term. And I know your boy Soros is behind that and all that. Those puppeteers are behind that one for sure. But I also wanted to just tell you real quickly, I can't figure out what the next five-day forecast is. How can these people tell me about climate crisis, Moon?
Yeah, but I know, but think about it, Tom. How many people have they already convinced that this is real? Here's the problem. Everywhere you turn around, they're shoving this down people's throat. The young kids that have learned all this stuff since they've been young, they're starting to believe it. And I, like I said, there was a 50-year-old waitress the other night, and she was to the point believing it. And when I asked her what she got on news, it was all the same news stuff and feeds that you get. And, you know, with the social media, I was doing a podcast. I still do a podcast every day, but doing a podcast, anytime I deal with the fakeness of global warming, they always butchered me. They butchered me every time on why. They don't want the truth. They've determined this is the truth. And that's what's so scary about it. But you're right. The weather, by the way, did you like my prediction a couple months ago that summer would be hot?
What?
Pretty good prediction but God, it's not. I'm not a meteorologist, huh?
You could have a job as a meteorologist.
And by the way,
this radio thing doesn't work out for you.
I'm also predicting that sometime during the end of the year and beginning of next year, and what we call winter, it's gonna get cold. I'm just making a prediction now. I'm letting people know that. And it's gonna be snow and ice in some areas. There's gonna be some real bad snowstorms and ice storms. And let's see how close I get. I'm just like them, Tom. I'm not going to give you a five-day forecast. I'm going to give you a year out the way because that way, whether I'm wrong or right, I'll be right.
That's good. I like that. And don't forget what George Carlin told us. Tonight, it's going to be followed by darkness.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't even think about that. That's another good prediction you're going to get me to make. If you live in Louisiana, after 8:30, it's going to be dark. I'm not going to miss this.
There you go.
All right, Tom.
I'm going to put you down for that one.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Yeah, folks, the pounding of Biden, I think, is just starting. All Biden's doing is trying to figure out, how much money he's going to get. Oh, did that dude call me sexy? I have a long, sexy and good looking. I'd have a long talk with that dude. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you, or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you gotta go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks, oh, they're good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could? Protect all mostly retirement wealth from future tax rate increases. Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. If you're selling a business...
Hi.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, where you can be part of the program. 844-766-6607. Hadn't got a nasty email from a meteorologist yet, but I'm sure it's coming. That's okay. I say things. They got a right to fire back. I have no problem with that, folks. By the way, so Jen Psaki, who was the voice and spokesperson for Joe Biden. Was she with Joe Biden? Yeah, she started out with Biden, did she? But she got a TV show now, I think. Kamala Harris is the best alternative to Biden, but America is sexist and racist. When does this go away? When do we quit being sexist and racist? Did not Barack insane Obama, who I think last time I looked, is he not black? I'm just asking. Was he not the president for, 8 years? Two terms, that's which is all just the max. How do we become racist when we had a black president and we got a black vice president? How are we racist and sexist in this? But see, the left sticks to their guns and American people don't fight these people on tooth and nails to beat them back on everything. Everything they're doing. I'm just saying everything. How are we sexist and racist all of a sudden? See, white people went out and voted for Barack Obama. Said, well, good, we'll vote for a black guy. He's smart. He's a young, good-looking guy. We'll do it. They go vote for him. Now, they don't care what he thought. They don't care what he stood for. They don't care that he wanted to fundamentally transform America from a free country to a not a free country, to a socialist, Marxist country. You do that, and all of a sudden, you're still racist. We're still racist. Kamala Harris, 4 years. We're still sexist. Because that's all they have in a playbook, folk. Race, sex, all the stupidity stuff that America has fallen for. Instead of fighting against it, white and blacks ought to be fighting against the Jen Psakis of the world and the Obamas of the world. These people are not going to help you. Now they want us to believe a man can get pregnant. They want men and women's bathrooms. They want us to believe this is real. They want no borders. Look what they want. They want to run up debt to you. You can't run up no more debt and it blows up. You got to believe what they believe, which is, by the way, everything that the Democrat Party stands for now is being done in China and Russia and parts of Europe and Iran. In Afghanistan, go move over there and enjoy the great life you're going to have. They want to run us here. That's what Jen Psaki, racist, they said. We're none of that. But boy, that's what they say all the time because they have nothing in the playbook. The problem is the people in the bureaucracy, they're the ones promoting this. All right, let's go to Mark in Shreveport. Mark, welcome to the Moon Griffon Show, sir.
Good morning, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Your prior caller talked about Obama, why he understood he got elected the first time, but couldn't figure out how he got elected the second time. Well, there's an interesting fact associated with that. Prior to Obama, there were 14 U.S. presidents elected to a second term, and every one of them was reelected by a larger margin than they were first elected. In other words, when an incumbent is running, the second election is a referendum on his first term. If he does a good job, he gets more vote than he got the first time. If he doesn't do a good job, he gets fired. There had been no presidents before Obama who were reelected, but their margin of victory went down. Obama was the first and only one to do that.
That the number went down?
Our caller said, yeah, he performed poorly. He should have been fired. If he had followed the pattern of the 14 presidents in history before that, and they were all white, so it had nothing to do with race.
Yeah.
His performance should have gotten him fired. And the caller said, I don't know how he got reelected. It's because his vote dropped because some people said, based on performance, I can't vote for him again. But a lot of people, not only did they vote for him the first time because of his race, they said, I can't go against him because he's black. And so not only did he get elected the first time because he's black, but he performed poorly and still got reelected against all all history because of his race.
By the way, Joe Biden stayed in the basement and got more votes and more black votes than Hillary and Obama. I still hadn't figured right. that one out, but really I have. Unbelievable. Anyway, thanks for the call. It's also we put up, I mean, think about it. Milk Toast, Milt Romney, and John McCain, they didn't exactly influence people to go to the polls to go vote. Fundamental transformation. Fundamentally transforming America. We'll take a break. Be right back. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, the new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Y'all listen.
Imagine battling cancer and actually beating it. You feel like you've just come out of the woods, only to discover you're about to go over another cliff. Hi, I'm Kathy Bates, and as a two-time cancer survivor, I can tell you nothing prepared me for the challenge of lymphedema, a chronic disease often brought on by cancer treatment that compromises the lymphatic system and leads to a lifetime of severe swelling and pain. Lymphedema, LE, affects more Americans each year than AIDS, Parkinson's, MS, muscular dystrophy, and ALS combined. Yet with proper treatment, it can be managed or even prevented. That's why I urge everyone facing a cancer diagnosis to be your own best advocate. Discuss LE with your doctor before undergoing surgery. With patients and doctors working together, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at matthewjamestaxpros.com.
Hi, you all. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a beautiful hot summer day like it's supposed to be. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline is the number. So Biden to do a presser today. And what I'm telling y'all is everything we're reading now, you thought Joe Biden had pressure on him in the debate. I mean, this press conference has really been heightened up by the media. Why would if the media liked Joe Biden and wanted him to run, why would they be making this press conference a big deal? And they are. Biden is facing heightened concerns over his health in the wake of poor debate performance, which opened floodgates of concern in the Democrat Party that the president's 81-year age and the alleged slipping minnow will cost the party, and Biden squares up against former President Trump. Everybody knows when this press conference is taking place. Once again, disastrous debate last month. It's another. It's anticipated that he'll be grilled as the nation waves the mental part of Joe Biden. And so this is every newspaper. This is every screen. Why are they playing it up so big? If this is the guy they wanted to be president, why don't they just hide him? Why are they not hiding him like they did the first time? And folks, there's not a person alive that watched the presidential race 4 years ago that didn't say they hid Biden. Not one. Absolutely not one. So, everybody know what they did. Everybody know what they're doing now. They're trying to get him out of there. I thought if Biden ends up not being a candidate, which I think he won't, this is just one man's opinion, but if Biden's not the candidate, okay, I think the only mistake Republicans and President Trump made, and I told y'all this a while back, a few days ago or whatever, that the big mistake is going to be that they had that June debate when you would rather be debating Biden in September, October. You just would have. So that's why I think all this stuff was forced. Democrats in Hollywood are slick, man. They come up with slick ways to make people bite for things they don't need to bite on. I do it. I bite on things I shouldn't bite on either. But they're the ones trying to get him out. It's all about the Democrats now. And I think Trump's been pretty patient on just not even commenting on this. I think it's smart of him not to do. But look, let's be blunt. The genie's out the bottle now. Everybody sees what they're dealing with. You knew it. I knew it. We knew it from last time. It's no way an honest person could look me in the eyes and say, you don't think this man is competent enough to run the country? I don't think he's competent enough to drive a vehicle. I don't think he's competent enough to know when to go get something to eat. How can he run the country? And these foreign countries are laughing at us. They ought to be laughing at the Democrat Party. But the Democrat Party believes in fooling you. And then when they get in office, they do what they want to do, which has nothing to do with making America great. Nothing. So I'm just telling you, this is by design. Another thing. So we have Mike Johnson on a little bit. So we got a popular voter ID bill that did pass the House, and the Democrats basically, for the most part, voted against it. And what frustrates me is that they keep saying, well, we got laws on the books. You can go to jail if you vote and you're not legal. Yeah, you might have laws on the books, but you got fools in the register's office in places around this country that they'll let you vote. They don't care who you are. And they got states that have been begging for illegals to go vote so they can maintain their control on people's lives. You got to have an ID. You got to make them give an ID to vote. Folks, these illegals are not over here. They're over here for a lot of reasons. And one of them is to be able to vote for a Democrat. Every time we talk about illegals, we talk about the border, we talk about ID, making sure people are ID to vote. The Democrats on the wrong side. That's what evil looks like. They're totally on the wrong side, and they fight. They fight for this stuff. I mean, they fight for it all the time. They fight for all the wrong things to keep our country great. You know, just watch them. So you got a voter ID bill. Let me just ask you a question. Why is anybody against having an ID to vote? Why does anybody think it's racist if you're going to have an ID to vote? It make any sense, folks. I mean, the most common thug ought to want an ID, but they're not. So if you don't want an ID to vote, if you don't want to have an ID, a voter ID to vote, what the hell you want? I'll tell you what you want. You got to want the opposite, right? What's the opposite? Let everybody vote. Hell, they living over here. Let them vote. And these illegals, some of them, they'll vote. They have no, listen, if you came over here illegally, you already broke the law. Why do you care about breaking another law? You know what I'm saying? They want to cheat. I'm just saying they want to cheat. Why else would you not want this, folks? Anyway, we got Mike Johnson on to talk about it. Congressman Johnson's gonna come on in a few minutes and visit with us about this, trying to figure out why. What's the purpose? So if you got people that want an ID to go vote, I want ID. I don't mind putting up a driver's license, whatever I got to do. And if you talk to conservatives and people that usually vote conservative, they don't mind. It's always on the left. What do they call it? Racist, gender, whatever. Hate. And it's none of that. Folks, if you see anything else, and let's say you sit on the sideline going, I don't know who to believe. You believe they don't want ID to vote. For what reason? It has nothing to do with race. That's just something in the playbook. It has everything to do with cheating. Everything to do with cheating. Why else would you want it? And this is the funny thing about people that vote Democrat, black or white. Why are you putting up with this from your own party? Why are you putting up with this from your own party? I'm just asking. Why? I think this is an important election and all that stuff. But, man, if you don't want to do ID of voting, I mean, gee whiz. How bad do you think this thing's going to be one day? Let me tell you something. The way they stack the courts, there'll be some judge go, well, what's wrong with that? They over here, they don't have a chance to vote too. Anyways, take a break. 844-766-6607. Hopefully we get back Congressman Mike Johnson. Well, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website, SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Paid for by government.
Hey, folks, it's Joe, and you have heard me talk several times about my time in the classroom here in Lafayette Parish, being a teacher, and throughout those years had come across students who had been experiencing or had experienced homelessness. And I'm here with David Owens of Gifting Grace Project to talk a little bit about the work they do assisting kids in Lafayette who are experiencing the same thing.
That's right, Joe. The Gifting Grace Project is Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, and we are proud to be the outreach for these children in Acadiana, providing them with backpacks with school supplies, hygiene products, meal vouchers, and more. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to help us out and make a difference today. Or you can text GGP to 53555 and get more information that way and make your donation as well.
Folks, there's nothing more important than helping our most vulnerable, our kids. They are the future, and we need to do everything we can for them. And that's why David and I are here today asking you to support Gifting Grace Project.
Get involved today. Thank you.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, honored to have Speaker of the House, Congressman Mike Johnson. Congressman, how you doing?
Hey, Moon, great to hear your voice. I just walked out of a meeting with Steve Scalise. He said, send you his regards.
I'll tell him I met my little brother the other day, and so they kind of got after it, but had some fun. So I don't know if they took a picture and sent it to me, and so Steve looked good standing on the side of my brother, but don't tell my little brother. Hey, one quick thing, because somebody reminded me. They said, make sure you tell Congressman Johnson that today's birthday is Ms. Glenda Miguez. I'm just passing along the word to you.
Well, that's great. She's a dear friend. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I don't know if she's 29, 28. We're just going to leave that to her, right? All right, Congressman, the SAVE Act, which I cannot believe the Democrats would vote against it or go against it. Tell us what this act does and why it was needed, because it looked really important to me.
It's absolutely outrageous, Moon. Last night, 198 House Democrats voted to allow illegal aliens to vote in U.S. elections. We put the SAVE Act on the floor. Chip Roy and I worked on this, and Mike Lee in the Senate. We got all the Republicans to vote for it, of course, because it's so common sense. Look, U.S. elections should be decided by U.S. citizens. Plain and simple. Everybody agrees with that. It's like an 82% polling issue across the country, regardless of party, because everybody understands it's already part of federal law. But here's the problem. Joe Biden's allowed probably 16 million. I think the number is about 16 million illegal aliens to come across the border since he took office 3.5 years ago. They're now spread in every community, you know, all over the country. Everybody knows that. Here's the problem. When the administration ships them around the country, and by the way, this is all funded by taxpayers, you know, the non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, are giving them planes, trains, and automobiles to go everywhere, and then they send the receipts to the federal government so that taxpayers can reimburse them. So we're paying for all this. But when they get to the local community, Moon, They're instructed by the administration and DHS to go to the local welfare office to sign up for benefits, by the way, also paid for by taxpayers. And when they're there, here's the problem that we addressed yesterday. When they're there, when they give you the forms to sign up for public benefits, which many of them do, they also give you a form that says, do you want to register to vote? And all you have to do to be registered is check a little tiny little box on the form that says, I am a U.S. citizen. Here's the crazy thing. Right now, until we get this law signed in, this bill signed into law, right now the states are prohibited from asking for proof of citizenship.
Wow.
So anybody can sign that. The courts have interpreted the law that way. So we have to fix it. So we brought the SAVE Act to say, of course you've got to require proof of citizenship. And more than that, all the states, the Secretary of States around the country, have to do an audit of their voter rolls to make sure you don't have illegals already signed up, because we know that this is already happening. We know they voted in recent elections. We've got to stop it. We passed it through the House, but 198 Democrats didn't want to be any part of that. They want to allow illegals to vote. And that's what this has been about the whole time.
Congressman Mike Johnson, speaking of how, Congressman, it blows my mind that people that vote for the Democrats can't understand how this runs the country. This will run the country totally. What you're telling me is they got a plan whether Biden stays in or not to win the election, and it's called illegals. Which, by the way, Rush Limbaugh used to tout this all the time. This was about votes.
Well, it is about votes. That's what the open border has been about the entire time. I was talking to President Trump about it yesterday. He is deeply concerned. We all are. Because, look, the only way that he can lose that presidential, the only way that we can lose the Senate and the House at this point is if they cheat. Right. And so that's the game. So we have to get this signed into law. We've passed it out of the House. It now goes to the Senate. Now, Chuck Schumer is in charge over there. Remember, the Democrats have the majority. So we have got to apply every ounce of public pressure to the Democrats in charge over there to force them to put this bill on the floor. And if they pass it, then it's got to go to the president for signature. How is Joe Biden going to not sign that into law? They've got to look right in the camera and say, we don't believe it.
Don't you think they kill it in the Senate? I mean, if you was just a betting guy, but I know you're not a betting guy, the Senate's going to do everything they can to kill it. Yeah.
They are. Meanwhile, we've got to do everything else we can. And I'm thankful. You know, I'm heading to Milwaukee on Sunday, and I'll be chairing the Republican National Convention. And that's going to be a big thing. And the Republican National Committee, the RNC, has been working on voter integrity measures around the country simultaneously while we're doing all this. And they're recruiting 500 lawyers in each state to be ready to go and litigate as necessary. We're recruiting poll watchers and precinct captains, and you know the state parties and the grassroots organizations are all going to watch it as closely as we can, because we got to make, as President Trump says so many times, we got to make this too big to rig. You know, you got to get such a high Republican turnout that we can compensate and overcome the hijinks.
Yeah,
and
the problem,
there's going to be some.
Yes, sir. The problem I see though is that we go through an election, they cheated, they got all these votes, and they said, well, you know, what are we going to do? We can't overturn the election. We'll catch it next time. And then they got four more years. That's the trouble with this. And what you did, what y'all trying to do is right. But that's the trouble. We go through the election and say, well, you know what? We won. We go to court. And all of a sudden, we don't get anywhere.
Well, look, we're doing everything we can to ensure that doesn't happen. I really believe if we stay on the trajectory we're on right now, in November, I mean, even the Democrats are saying you may be looking at a landslide in the presidential race. That has down ballot effects, of course, and I think we're in good shape to win it all. When we do, Moon, you're going to have Republican control of the White House and both houses of Congress. I'll have a bigger majority to work with here in the House. Things will get much easier for us. And the Senate will be in Republican hands as well. When we do that, we can pass the SAVE Act. We can get the energy, you know, the economy going again, energy policy, everything, close the border, bring down the cost of living. We have got a huge playbook of plays to run the first 100 days of that first Congress. Try to fix all this. And I think we are going to have a great opportunity to do it.
Let me ask you a question, Congressman. And I'm going to jump over to a little bit to the election just for a few minutes that we got to go. Because I'm just curious. I made the comment. I'm not saying Republicans are Trump, but did we make a little bit of a mistake agreeing to? Look, I know President Trump. You know him a lot better than me. He's tough. You want to debate, he'll debate you. I get it. But was it a mistake to even debate him in June? Because it looks like to me the debate was made up for the Democrat Party to show how bad Biden has gotten, and now they can get him out. I'm just asking. Was it a mistake to even have the debate? Why not have the debate in September?
Well, in hindsight, we can always second guess it. But President Donald J. Trump made that decision on his own, on the fly. You know, he was asked in an interview. He had just said a few days before, "I'll debate him anytime, any place, anywhere."
I get it.
And
when
Biden made the request, he just accepted it. So, look, even if they replace him at this point, man, it doesn't matter. Joe Biden is weak on the border, the economy, and on the world stage. And anybody who replaces him, if it's Kamala or anybody else, will beat them just as well, because they're going to be trying to advance the same failed agenda. Yeah. And the American people are onto it.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I've been saying this for a while. It doesn't really matter what Democrats you put there. The policies of Marxism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, that's their policies now. Yeah. It don't matter the name of the person. Right. They can say, well, that was Joe. No, that's y'all too. Because remember, it took Senate, House members, and stuff to pass all the craziness they did. And Kamala was right there. She never stood up and said, no, we don't need to do that. Not one time.
Exactly. No, she's complicit in it. She owns it. That's her policies too. It was the Biden-Harris White House. I'll never forget it. And look, her record and her resume is terrible. And her public approval ratings are lower than his.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's see how that shakes out. They're having a real quandary right now. All the Democrats on Capitol Hill are running around in complete panic mode. They do not know what to do because they don't have a viable plan B, you know. So we'll see what happens. We're in uncharted waters. But I tell you what, it's a dangerous time because this is also the NATO summit here. The 75th anniversary of NATO is being celebrated in Washington this week. All these other prime ministers and heads of state, they're all coming in my office to visit, you know. Privately, they say they are deeply concerned about this as we are, because America looks weak. And when America's weak, everybody's in jeopardy.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to tell you is it makes us look so weak to have that guy as president. And don't, you know, I'm just scared of something they're going to pull before the election. One of them is you make it 16 million illegals and they can get a bunch of them to go register to vote. And these people don't catch it in these precincts and stuff like that. That could be a problem. No doubt about it.
Well, we got to watch it close. We got to do everything we can. At the end of the day, I'm always comforted by the reminder of John Quincy Adams, who said, duty is ours and results are God's, you know, and we're going to do our duty. We're going to leave it all on the field and run like we're 10 points behind. We're going to watch for fraud.
Yeah, you still, House and Senate, you think we win the Senate? How many House seats? You think we can win 30 or 40? We ought to win 100. We ought to win over 100 seats, but I know we don't deal in that reality world anymore.
Well, yeah. See, realistically, it's not even possible to have a 35 or 40 seat majority anymore, because now, in the modern era, all the districts are gerrymandered, and all the redistricting. There's only really about 23 to 25 swing seats in the country that are left. Mm-hmm. So, the battleground are those districts. The others are pretty well decided, which camp they're in. So. I do think that we're going to have a great November. I mean, you're never supposed to, like, overpromise, but I'm telling you, I'm traveling around the country. I feel really good about this.
Speaker Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, thank you, sir. We'll do it again soon. God bless. Thank you, Mike.
You got it, my friend.
All right, got to take a break. More to come, Moon Graffon Show. Listen live, moongraffon.com. Listen live. Got two great guests coming up. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.